Right, let's get through to the business news now with Anand Zaki.
Thank you, Corin. Ngā te mārie. The country could be using a government-backed digital currency by the end of the decade. The Reserve Bank is asking for public views on a digital dollar to circulate alongside physical notes and coins and be used for the buying of goods and services. The RBNZ's Director of Money and Cash, Ian Walford, says changes are happening rapidly in the financial system, but a digital dollar offers many advantages.
It gives New Zealanders the ability to use digital forms of central bank money. You know, there is a difference between the credit risk, between private forms of money and central bank money, giving people the ability to transact in or use central bank money is something that we think people will find interesting and useful and helpful, and we think it will help spur innovation more generally in the financial ecosystem.
Ian Walford says a digital currency would have been useful during Cyclone Gabrielle when cash was the only means to buy goods. But he says there are plenty of issues of design, security and regulation to solve, although a start date of 2030 isn't out of the question. The Reserve Bank will have to be patient in order to see inflation back within its 1-3% target band. The first quarter inflation rate is out this morning, with market expectations for a tick up in the quarterly rate to 0.6%, but the annual rate easing to a near three-year low of 4%. Economists expect rising rates, rents, insurance and alcohol and tobacco prices will underpin the rise. The RBNZ is picking a 3.8% annual rate, and last week said inflation should be back in its target band by the end of the year. ANZ economist Henry Russell says that will be challenging.
It's still an incredibly uncertain environment, particularly on the global front. I mean, it only takes to look at what's happened in the US recently with a series of stronger inflation prints there, and that just speaks to the real persistence of services inflation across advanced economies. A lot of that reflects the fact that labour markets have continued to or have remained strong, but in the case of New Zealand's labour market, we are starting to see cracks emerge.
Henry Russell says overall economic weakness should allow the RBNZ to tolerate higher inflation in the short term, but there are growing pressures worldwide. Rising tensions in the Middle East might drive up the price of oil as high as $130 a barrel. Analysts say Israel's initial handling of Iran's recent drone and missile attack has kept oil prices steady, but that could change if Israel retaliates against Iran and its oil production and export facilities. Andy Lippo of consulting firm Lippo Oil Associates says any escalation will drive up oil prices as well as global inflation.
Well, one of the biggest issues that we have right now is increasing prices of energy at the same time that the dollar is strong versus many currencies around the world. So we have countries in Latin America, Africa, Southeast Asia really facing a double whammy as far as the inflation front is concerned.
However, Andy Lippo says Israel isn't expected to attack Iran's oil production infrastructure and focus instead on political and military targets. Well, turning to the markets, Wall Street's main indices have turned positive. A short time ago, the Dow Jones average was up 0.4%, the S&P 500 a tenth of a percent higher, and the NASDAQ up 0.2%. Local top 50 index fell 112 points, close to 1%, at 11,805. The Kiwi is trading at 58.9 US cents, 91.8 Australian, 47.3 pence, 55.4 euro cents, 91 yen and 4.26 yuan. Brent crude oil down about 10 cents to $90 a barrel, and gold up $9 to $2,391 an ounce. And just another business news, dairy prices were flat in the latest auction overnight. The average price rose 0.1% to $3,590 a tonne. That is the business news for now. I'll be back with updated numbers around 8:30.